Millions of visitors from all over the world will flock to Beijing for the 2008 Olympics. Most of them will follow the rules. Inevitably, some will not. A new Chinese government manual offers some choice phrases for foreign rowdies and hooligans, not to mention a few honest reporters and demonstrators who may run afoul of the law. The book is titled Olympic Security English, and our own gentleman in Beijing is NPR's Rob Gifford. Thanks for being with us, Rob.
Morning, Scott.
And we understand that Chinese police officers have 5 years to study these phrases. Can you give us an example of what they're going to be learning?
Well, yes, there's all the usual sections that you might expect, dealing with traffic accidents, dealing with theft, dealing with foreigners who've lost their passports. But there's also some fascinating sections, which I do not know where they got these other sections. There's one about how to deal with someone from Afghanistan if they have entered illegally into China in order to break into the rooms of American reporters, in order to wreak revenge for the U.S. bombing of Afghanistan. That is an actual scenario in this book. Now, I'm not quite sure how many Afghans are going to be doing that in Beijing in 2008, but you can be sure that if there are any, the Chinese police will know exactly how to deal with them as a result of reading this book.
Drunkenness has got to be a big concern for any sporting event, right?
It is, and there's a whole section entitled Dissuading Foreigners from Excessive Drinking. This section includes the immortal phrase, please blow into the intoxilizer. I don't know how that translates from the Chinese, but I'm not sure. Do you know what an intoxilizer is?
No, but I want to get one. The phrase, please don't take too many liberties with the waitress. Now,
yeah. That is one of my favorites, and that's another thread that runs through this whole book. One is that foreigners drink a lot. The other is that if you believe this book, I think the perception is that every Western man, and especially Western reporters, is a sort of sexual predator who's after any Chinese woman he can get his hands on. Please take your hands off that woman, or could you just leave that lady alone, please, and come along with me? It gives a sort of insight into maybe how the Chinese, or certainly the Chinese police, see Western men as behaving around women.
I wonder where they would have gotten that impression.
I can't think.
We're particularly fond of a phrase that's in this book, shut up so we can finish our search.
Yes, that comes out rather a lot, and not really surprisingly. The Chinese police are not renowned for their gentle and sensitive handling of criminals.
Shut up so we can get this interview over with.
Okay, I'd be glad to, Scott. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.